You are listening to Magneto Mel here on EAA Radio at AirVenture. And I am sitting here with John Bowdy. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
With PDFplates.com. So guessing from the name that this is very specifically a digitally delivered situation. You want to tell us a little bit about what PDFplates.com is?
Certainly. What I like to think of it is it's a poor man's electronic flight bag. It's a way to get all of your plates for the entire country, actually. You can have them on a tablet PC or a Kindle or a Sony ebook reader. You can access them via bookmarks or table of contents. So you can pick the approach you want for the airport that you're flying into and have it right in front
and
of
index
you.
Them.
Index them. Yeah. So there's nothing to buy. There's no paper. You don't have to order charts and have them shipped to you and then throw them away after you don't use them. And it's just a handy, electronic, modern way to have your stuff with you in the cockpit.
Yeah, and now how does that work in terms of verifying their use, that they're, because PDF, we now have digital version, different lighting requirements. I know when you got your plates before, they're issued a certain amount of time, and when mm-hmm. there's updates. So
right.
How does all that certification for what these are, this information for approaches, well, work in this new digital realm?
Well, we basically get all of our information directly from the FAA's website.
Okay.
The FAA will allow you to download them one piece at a time. And what we're doing that's different is that we download everything and we consolidate it into one file. So the cycle is every 28 days. So we typically, as soon as it comes out, we do the processing on it and have it up on our website for download within a couple, 3 days.
Okay.
So usually you can get it about 2 weeks before the cycle becomes current.
About 2 weeks before they're in use.
Yes.
So no problems with having them ready when time to go.
Yes.
And now you can look at them. You mentioned a few different electronic means of viewing them. Can they also be printed out?
Absolutely.
And used the regular old,
yes.
You know.
And a lot of people do it that way. What people might do is print out the ones they think they're going to need. But, you know, you might have to divert or land somewhere you don't expect to. So, you know, you can have them electronically in the cockpit, and if you find you need them, you open up your device, you go to the page you want, and there it is.
And when did this get started? How long ago?
Only about 6 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is fairly new.
Yeah. I started it out just kind of as a learning project to see if I could do it. And
you've got shirts already.
I've got shirts already, yeah. So we put it up on the web just to see if people liked it, and I've gotten a great response.
How many users do you think you've had? You said 6 weeks. That's incredibly young.
Yeah. In the last 6 weeks, we've had about 10,000 unique users.
Okay.
I believe 12,000 downloads of a plate or a region of plates. So, you know, some people were downloading a bunch of them. Some people were only doing one or two.
Right.
But we've had quite a response. The website's been very busy, keeping me extremely busy.
It certainly cuts down on the paperwork of grabbing those, especially when you have to fly from one region to another, and you've got to get the stack from both of them just mm-hmm. for two little airports in there.
So, absolutely.
That's a great thing in that respect. Now, you said 6 weeks since you broke to the public.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been developing it? And
I've been working on it since about March. You know,
so again, not too long.
No.
You just woke up one day and thought, hey.
Well, I first started doing it trying to get them on my BlackBerry,
mm-hmm.
And the screen was just too small and too slow.
Right.
You couldn't page through them with any type of speed. When the Amazon came out with the Kindle DX, when they first released it to the public, one of the promotional photos they did was a picture of the Kindle with an approach plate on it.
And that is coincidence.
Well, I've actually had some conversations with the folks on
okay.
the Kindle team, and they've got pilots on the inside in there. So there's someone looking out for us.
It's
Amazon.
A nice, clear screen.
Yeah.
I've had the pleasure of looking at one once. But
yes.
for maybe people that don't know
mm-hmm.
about, I mean, it's a buzzword to some people, but others may be going, what's yeah. a Kindle?
It's an e-ink technology, so it's a very lightweight device. It weighs a couple of ounces. The display itself, it's slightly larger than an actual approach plate. It's comfortable enough you can sit it on your knee board. So it's a nice light platform. The battery life is excellent. It's a couple of weeks, so you don't have to worry about it going dark on you. The only real drawback is the navigation isn't quite as easy as it could be, But I think they're probably going to be working on that and making some changes.
The navigation of the device.
Yes. You know, if you want to jump from one airport to the another, it's a little bit cumbersome. But this, our product also works on the Sony Reader, which has a very nice table of contents navigation, and it works great on a tablet PC if people want to carry that in their cockpit. So, you know, what we want to do is be able to support all platforms. So, you know, if someone already has a tablet or a netbook and they want to download our stuff and carry it with them, it'll work on their platform. You know, we're not platform specific.
And how does it fit into the electronic flight bag in general? Obviously, it's supportive of that technology. But, you know, as we're getting away from more and more paper and different things are becoming integrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we are...
Where do you see this going?
Right now what we're doing is just strictly approach plates and airport facility directories. You know, we're not doing anything with sectional charts or en route charts or anything like that. So for now, it's just going to be the plates and the airport facility directories, because those are the things that, you know, people are buying and throwing away a lot. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
So you are doing airport diagrams as well?
Yes. The bundles of approach plates always include all the approaches, the airport diagrams, and the arrivals and departure procedures.
So I was going to ask about those.
Yes.
So when you say bundles, so...
It's bundled in a couple of ways. You can download it by region, and it's the same type of volume the FAA publishes in the white books. Or if you want to save some space on your device, you only need one state, you can also get it by state.
Can you get it by plate?
No, if you want to get it by plate, then you can use the SLO FAA website to do that.
You can download one at a time,
right,
from them.
Right, and we're designed to give it to you in bulk, give you everything you need.
Okay. And do you have a presence on the field here at AirVenture? Are you guys set up anywhere?
We're just set up in our campsite like most of the folks here, walking around, wearing our red PDF plate shirts. I've got some demo devices with me. If someone wants to check it out, just flag us down and we'll show it to you.
So your site is pdfplates.com.
pdfplates.com.
Train of thought again. 2 hours of sleep, barely, and operating after a 52-hour drive. So, what was the impetus for you were?
Well, the impetus was that
frustrated with the delivery that you had, or what?
The main driver was I recently moved from a larger airport to a kind of a small field in the middle of nowhere, and if you wanted to fly somewhere, you couldn't buy things there. You know, you would have to mail order them. I knew I could download them, but I couldn't get everything I needed that way. So the electronic solution was the solution. It was pretty obvious.
And how hard was it to get it set up and running? I mean, you said you thought of it in March.
Yeah.
You've been up for 6 weeks. So what kind of quote, man hours, end quote?
I would say a couple of hundred man hours. It's a little harder than it sounds. I do this sort of thing for a living in my day job. So, you know, it took a while to figure it out, and just balancing it with, you know, work and life in general was the bigger challenge. If I could lock myself in a room and do it, I could probably whip it out in a couple of
days.
Isn't
it wonderful to be able to take what you do and apply it to something like this that you love?
It's been great fun. I'm having a blast.
Fantastic. So we've been talking to John Bowdy with pdfplates.com, the upstart approach plate business that just about popped up overnight, it sounds like. That's fantastic. I like hearing stories like that. So thank you very much for being here.
And thank you for having me.
You are listening to Magneto Mel on Push to Talk at EAA Radio. And that's 1210 AM, 93.1 FM, or www.airventure.org/radio.